And a lilac wine is bitter by Stasis Wings. Read by Mist Marauder. This is part 3 of the Melt series. Eddie doesn't think he's into anything too out there. When he and Buck first started exploring, before they ever touched a silk tie or piece of rope, there had been a lot of research, and with that, a lot of automatic hard pass, no thank you, that's really a thing people are into, moments. On the other side of that, though, there were also plenty of things that stole his breath at just the thought, that he knew immediately that he wanted, and still others that made him curious. Not a yes, but not a no either. Things that he had to sit with and turn over and over in his head. Unsure, but wondering. Trying to decide if the nerves skating across his skin were from anticipation and want, or from fear, or from something else entirely. BDSM. That's the acronym. Bondage and discipline. Dominance and submission. Sadism and masochism. Not necessarily wholly distinct from one another, but with the potential to lean into or away from the overlapping spaces as desired. And that's where Eddie hasn't quite managed to come down. Where to lean in. Bondage, he likes. Submission, as much as he still thinks sometimes that he shouldn't crave it, that he's not supposed to, he definitely likes. Discipline is a strange concept, not something he and Buck have really explored with him. Sure, Buck might make the occasional comment in the heat of the moment. Might make him wait sometimes, or pull him back when he gets ahead of himself. But it's not. Eddie doesn't think of that as. Sometimes Buck needs to be taken out of his head the same way Eddie does. So occasionally they'll switch. And Buck likes to be a little bratty. Likes pushing at boundaries, testing how far he can go. How much he can get away with before it gets a reaction. Eddie's not like that. He likes knowing where the lines are, likes having defined boundaries. But he's pretty good at guessing where and what they are from the outset, even if he's not told directly. A survival skill, maybe, but he doesn't like to break the rules, doesn't like the uncertainty. He likes being right. Doing what's expected. What he's supposed to. He spent a long time trying to avoid discipline. To avoid punishment. But it always seems to find him anyway. It's only recently that he stopped feeling like every choice he makes is wrong. That he stopped waiting for the inevitable crash. The crash, and with it, pain. Metaphorically. Although, sometimes literally. Eddie's used to pain. Pain is a familiar companion. At times, on occasions when he's shut down emotionally, grown numb to anything else. Physical pain has been the easiest thing to feel. Sometimes, the only thing he's allowed himself to feel. All the physical therapy after he was shot, both in Afghanistan and the second time, hurt like hell, but felt better than delving into the mess that was his head. The street fighting, misguided, sure, but still. Punishment. pain. He's used to both, and with familiarity comes a certain level of comfort. He knows what to expect. Except being with Buck doesn't hurt. Not in general, and not when they're in bed. Not when Eddie submits. Sure, sometimes they'll flirt with the line. Buck might pull his hair, or edge him until he's overstimulated, or bite his lip. But it's not... that's not real pain. Eddie should know. He can take a lot of it. The point is, Buck doesn't hurt him. There's no punishment involved. They just are. And that should be a good thing. Shouldn't it? Eddie feels like it should. But without that, it's almost like something's missing, which is uncomfortable in its own way. So he's confused. And sometimes that makes him think about more. Something darker. Something sharper. Just something. He wonders whether it would be easier to accept that this is real. That Buck is real. That Eddie can really have this. That he can keep him. If it hurts sometimes. And then there's a night when Buck is working an extra shift. And Eddie can't sleep. And he ends up down a rabbit hole on the internet. And Eddie can't quite explain why he buys it. Even to himself. He doesn't mention it to Buck. And when it arrives, he opens the box and stares for several long moments, his fingers skating over evenly cut strips of fake leather, wary yet drawn to it. Wariness wins out, though, and so the box ends up shoved onto the top shelf of the closet, out of sight and therefore out of mind. Mostly. He takes it out a few times to hold it in his hands, to hear the swish of it cutting the air, to test the thud against his skin. Although he knows realistically that he needs another person, needs Buck, to get an accurate read of it. He can't decide what he wants, or even if he wants. He can't think about it too much. Can't look at it too closely. The way it makes him feel. It's not the buzzing, fizzing, electric shock of excitement that he's used to when he thinks about Buck touching him. When he thinks about Buck taking control. It's like walking into a spider web. Ghosting over his skin, sticking, making him shiver, but in a way that's half fear. Then again, he was afraid of all of this at the start. And the flip side is the fixation. A siren song whispering through his head that it would be good, would be right, that he deserves it. But that doesn't sound quite right either. So it sits on the shelf, a ticking time bomb, until the day when Buck is reorganizing the closet to find a place to hide the early Christmas presents, and Daddy doesn't think anything of him moving things around until... "Hey, do you want Italian or Thai?" Eddie asks, as he walks into the room, only to freeze. Because Buck's standing in front of the closet, bags and boxes scattered around him on the floor, and in his hand is the flogger. Buck clears his throat and looks over at him. "Something you wanted to share, babe?" he asks. Voice light, even as his face is unreadable. Eddie drags a hand over his jaw and sits on the edge of the bed. "I wasn't hiding it," he says finally. "Not really. And we've never talked about anything that involved..." He sighs. "I didn't know how to talk about it, so I put it on the shelf." Buck crosses the room slowly. Sits down next to him like he's afraid Eddie's going to bolt at any minute. "If there's something I'm not giving you..." "That's just it. I don't know," Eddie replies. But I can't stop thinking about it. His eyes cut to the flogger as his tongue ties itself in knots. "And this is why he left it in the box. Because he doesn't want to talk about it. He doesn't want to have to explain. He just wants the option. Sometimes I think I want it to hurt. Sometimes I like the idea of it." Buck is quiet. He reaches out as if to touch one of the tails, only to stop before he makes contact. "The idea of it?" he repeats. "Or the actual thing?" Eddie swallows. "Isn't that always the question?" "Well, I haven't had the actual thing yet," he says. "So, the idea is all I've got." Buck's tongue sweeps over his lower lip. He doesn't look at Eddie. "That sounds to me like you want to try it then." A dark thrill skitters down Eddie's spine. Danger. Intrigue. Right and wrong twisting together in one confusing mess. "Would you?" Eddie asks. "Use it on me?" An audible intake of breath. "You don't have to..." He starts backtracking almost immediately, only for Buck to interrupt. "I don't know how." Buck picks up the flogger and turns it over in his hands. But if you really want to try, I suppose I could learn." There's a set to his jaw, the faintest edge in his voice, and Eddie's shoulders are tense with anxiety. "If you're not sure..." Buck kisses him quiet. And it's soft and sweet and distracting enough that Eddie lets himself fall into it. Lets the subject drop. "Don't worry about me," Buck murmurs when he pulls back. "I need more than 5 minutes to think about it, but that doesn't mean I don't want to give you what you want." Eddie turns his head and drags his lips along Buck's jaw. "What about what you want?" Buck's lips quirk. "Right now, what I want is pasta carbonara from that place 2 streets over, he says, changing the subject and pushing himself up from the bed with one last stolen kiss. and a quiet night in with my boys when Christopher gets back from the movies. I'm pretty easy. The flogger goes back in the box, which ends up tucked away in Buck's bag when he leaves. And that's pretty much the end of the conversation. Hindsight is 20/20. If Eddie had been more sure of himself and what he wanted, or if he had let himself think about it more, if he hadn't been so eager to escape the conversation, he might have paid more attention to the warning signs, the red flags, the faint alarms ringing in the back of his head. He should have. Because he knows Buck. He knows how Buck is. Which means he knows that Buck will put aside his own needs and will put himself in uncomfortable positions for the people he loves. And usually, Eddie is better at noticing, is better at cutting it off at the pass, because that's not what he wants. That's never what he wants. Usually, they're both better at communicating, too. They've worked hard to be good at it. So, maybe it's a little bit of both of their faults 2 weeks later. When Eddie's on his knees, bracing against the headboard of Buck's bed in the loft. A shiver racking him as the tails of the flogger drag teasingly against his back. And Buck? He chokes on a sound that makes Eddie go cold and pulls away completely. The flogger dropping to the floor like it's burned him. Buck? Red. Buck's hands are shaking as they rake through his hair. The look on his face, stricken. Red. I can't. Eddie's glad they forewent tying him up at all, because he can move immediately. One hand settling on Buck's shoulder, the other on his cheek. Buck flinches at the touch, but relaxes into it when Eddie doesn't let go. It's okay, Eddie says quietly. You're okay. We're okay. Buck shudders and drops his forehead to Eddie's shoulder. His exhale rough and shaky. Eddie carves his fingers through Buck's hair. Hey, where'd you go, sweetheart? He asks, as Buck clings to him, bordering on too tight. I thought I could do it, Buck admits, muffled by the skin of Eddie's neck. I told myself it wasn't that different from anything we've done, but I can't. He pulls back enough to take Eddie's face in his hands. I want to give you what you need, but I'm not going to hurt you. You can't ask me to. Please, don't ask me to. I won't, Eddie promises, pressing their foreheads together. I won't. It's okay. You don't. It clicks into place then. The answer to the lingering question. You like the idea of it, or the actual thing? The reason why he's been so unsure, why this seems so different from everything else, why the sense of wrongness has never shifted into ease. I don't need it. I don't want it. Buck makes a soft noise, and Eddie kisses him once, twice. Thought I did, because I've always... Because this, with you, feels so... Eddie breaks off and shakes his head, hoping desperately that Buck can read between the lines. But I don't. I don't. Buck's thumb swipes over his cheek. His lips feather over the same spot on the other side. "You don't know how to have something that doesn't hurt," he fills in. Eddie exhales heavily. "Yeah. You think you're not allowed to just feel good. That it has to come at a cost." Buck's voice is soft, even, and Eddie's throat gets tight. "Yeah." Eddie looks away, feeling guilty and exposed, unsure what to expect. Buck kisses him. Sweet but firm. Like he means it. "Listen to me," Buck says when it breaks, making sure Eddie meets his eyes. "You've suffered enough. Everything you've been through to get here, you've suffered enough. And so have I. So you get to have this. We both get to have this. We get to be happy now, okay?" It hooks into Eddie's chest and tugs him closer. His eyes blur, burn until he closes them, and kisses, kisses, kisses Buck. Again and again and again. "I'm sorry," he breathes in the spaces between. "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Already forgiven," Buck replies, falling back on the mattress and pulling Eddie over him. "I shouldn't have pushed myself either. I knew better." Buck's hands slide up Eddie's back, warm and gentle, as his tongue teases at the seam of Eddie's lips. Eddie melts into him the longer they kiss, the icy chill of panic gradually burning away. Buck relaxes more with each passing moment as well, tension and desperation shifting into softer playfulness. "Question," Buck says eventually, his eyes closed as his nose brushes against Eddie's. "Obviously, we're not doing what we planned on tonight, but do you still want..." His hips rock up as Eddie's pressed down, and Buck's breath hitches. "To play?" Eddie's brows raise as he pulls back enough to take a long look at Buck's face. They had barely started when Buck safe-worded out, so he hadn't yet dropped into the space he sinks into when they get like this. Therefore, it wasn't so much jarring as just concerning. And in the aftermath, well, "I could," he admits. "But I want you to be comfortable. If you want to spend the rest of the night making out right here, or cuddling on the couch, or having the most vanilla missionary sex imaginable..." Buck laughs and swats at his shoulder. And Eddie grins and steals a kiss. "I'm up for anything," he finishes. "It's your call." Buck hums and watches him through heavy-lidded eyes before shifting up on his elbows. "Go into the bathroom and put your hands on the sink. Face the mirror." Eddie pauses before complying, his eyes tracking over Buck's face just to make sure. But unlike earlier, unlike even a few weeks before, his face is open and soft, an easy smile playing around his lips. "The mirror, huh?" "Yep." Buck drags a finger down Eddie's sternum, then flattens his palm against Eddie's chest and pushes lightly. Go on. Eddie doesn't have to wait long. Buck closes the door when he walks in and sets a bottle of lube next to Eddie's hand on the sink before stepping behind him. He drops a kiss to Eddie's shoulder before looking up. Their eyes meet in the mirror. Eddie's breath catches. So, what are we doing? He asks, as Buck winds an arm around his waist and turns his head to kiss Eddie's neck. Buck bites gently at Eddie's pulse point. His free hand strokes lightly over the bones of Eddie's wrist, gradually drifting higher. Eddie's forearm, the sensitive skin at the crook of his elbow, the curve of his bicep. I'm going to make you feel good, Buck says. And you're going to watch. Their eyes meet in the mirror again, as Buck's fingers draw lazy circles on Eddie's lower abdomen, teasing enough to make his gut tighten. As Eddie stares, Buck catches the edge of his ear between his teeth and tugs. Just like that, Buck breathes. Don't look away. It's not unlike their very first time experimenting, when Buck had touched him everywhere until he was shaking. But then, Eddie had been blindfolded. This time, he can see everything. Knows exactly where Buck's going to touch him, when he's going to move. But the lack of suspense doesn't make it any less electric. If anything, watching in the mirror as Buck's hands slide over him, as Buck's mouth plays over his neck, his jaw, his shoulders, all while Buck's chest is pressed firmly against his back, watching and unable to stop, Buck's voice whispering in his ear to open his eyes, to keep looking whenever they slip closed. It overwhelms. Eddie is breathless, his lungs on fire. He's never watched himself like this before. Never had his own pleasure reflected back in such a blatant way. His instinct is to look away, or at least to hide his reactions. To be ashamed of feeling so good. But Buck's touch is as relentless as it is gentle. And Eddie can't hide anything. He chokes on a moan when Buck finally wraps a loop slick hand around his cock, his head falling back on Buck's shoulder. Look at me, Buck orders softly. And Eddie's eyes flick up from where he's watching Buck stroke him to meet Buck's gaze. How do you feel? Good, Eddie pants, his hips hitching into Buck's touch. So good. Buck kisses his neck as their eyes stay locked. And nothing hurts. Eddie shakes his head, struggling to keep his eyes open as Buck's hand speeds up. Nothing hurts. That's how it should be, Buck reminds him. That's what you're allowed. That's what you deserve. That's what I'm always going to give you at the end of the day. He stops, and Eddie whines. Buck laughs, low and warm in his ear as he reaches for the lube again. Don't worry, baby, I'm not teasing. You can come whenever you want tonight, just let me. He slicks his own cock and Eddie's thighs, thrusting shallowly between them for friction. and then he's gripping Eddie's cock again, his thumb running over the hand, and he strokes him exactly the way Eddie likes, until they're both groaning and spilling over. As soon as Buck catches his breath, he reaches around to the faucet to wash away the evidence. But then, he covers Eddie's hands with his, fitting into the spaces between Eddie's fingers, and gently squeezes until Eddie releases the sink. Eddie's fingers are stiff. He hadn't realized how tightly he'd been holding on, both to keep himself up and to keep himself from touching Buck in return. But Buck clearly had. Buck massages his palms, thumbs circling with firm but gentle pressure. And then he draws Eddie's hands to his lips and kisses his fingers. When Buck finally lets go, Eddie turns to face him and nearly falls into his arms. Buck strokes his hand down his spine as he presses a kiss to Eddie's temple. And they stay there for several long moments, just clinging to one another in silence. Shower? Buck asks finally. Or bed? Eddie pulls away enough to turn on the shower, stepping in and tugging Buck after him. He feels surprisingly raw, skin hungry and needy, and he presses as close as he can get under the spray. Are you okay? Buck asks, as he runs his hands down Eddie's arms. Eddie bites back the automatic yes that springs to his lips, the instinct to brush off the question as quickly as possible. And he sits with it for a moment. Nothing hurts, he says. That's good, Buck replies. That's what I wanted. That's what you're allowed. That's what you deserve. We should probably talk more about earlier, he admits. Buck nods. We should. But it doesn't have to be right this second. He kisses Eddie before turning him around. Let me wash your hair. That's what you deserve. Eddie closes his eyes and sinks back against Buck, letting him hold them both up. And nothing hurts. And that's okay. End part 3.